Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome aboard At Home with Gary Sullivan. Thanks for joining me. And I'll tell you one, folks that have been really busy, and that is our friends at Roto-Rooter. And this hour is brought to you by Roto-Rooter for all your plumbing needs, 24/7 and water cleanup. Check it out at rotorooter.com or call 1-800-GET-ROTO. All right, talking home improvement and talking about the different issues we run into. And we've got Steve. We were chatting with him about an older home and all the different things he had going on. And all right, Steve, sorry I had to cut you short, but it was at the top of the hour. What else can we get for you?
No, that's fine. Is the foam insulation, is that the preferred product now?
Yeah, nowadays I would say foam. It has a couple of big advantages. It has more R value per inch of thickness, which is a big advantage. And it also, it eliminates drafts. So that's a big, big advantage. It doesn't add to the R value, but it adds to the comfort. So yeah. It's amazing how much airflow you have through walls.
And you said, I'm sorry to interrupt, you said Marvin Windows. I can certainly look them up. And R30, is that, I'm in the most northern part of Virginia. Mm-hmm. Is R30 for my attic, is that still what?
Well, so I don't know, but I can tell you where to get the information real quick. You can get it on any bag of insulation that you see in the big box stores.
All right.
It'll have an energy map, or you can go to the Department of Energy. They have a website that has that. It seems like it might be a little low to me, so I definitely check it. Our home flagship station's in Cincinnati, Ohio, and ours is R38 to R42. Just double check yourself there and figure for inch of thickness, if you're using a fiberglass or a cellulose, it's usually about maybe 3 inches per R1.
Well, I had cellulose that had been put in many, many years ago, and I just leveled that out, and then I just rolled in the R30 on top of that, and the cellulose had moved around quite a bit. So
yeah, but you probably had at least some R value on a cellulose, even if it was a 10. So if you put R30 on top, you're probably good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call, and I appreciate the information. I'll move forward with that.
Very good. Thanks, Steve.
And I hope you have a happy holiday season.
Thank you, sir. You do the same. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right. If you'd like to join us, it's 800-823-8255. Line open for you. We got Mike. Mike, welcome.
Hi, Gary. Good morning. Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning.
Hey, I had a driveway scheduled in 2021 to be put in. Needless to say, it was put in the end of May, and then I come down with pneumonia, and I was down for about 3 months there. And I had a lot of people helping me around the yard and all.
Mm-hmm.
It was a driveway, sidewalk, walk around the house, and a patio in the back. But somebody dropped something on the driveway right by the garage door in the walk going around the side of the house. Now, I don't know if it was, I really don't know what it was. It looks like acid. It could have been weed killer, but I was wondering how to take that off. And I don't want to hurt the sealer on the driveway. It's stained. You can see it, you know.
Yeah. Well, if it's acid, it's already taken the sealer off.
Yeah. It looks like it's taken, it's a color. Like a reddish, brownish color.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't tell you what it was because I wasn't out there to see it, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's always a challenge when we have a stain and we have no idea where it came from. So we have to get pretty generic. I think what I would use if I was in that situation is Quikrete makes a masonry cleaner, which is very, very good. It's a very high detergent cleaner that's mixed with water. It's applied and allowed to sit on there for a while. Just follow the directions, and then with either a pressure washer or a like woody fibered street broom, really agitate it and hose it off and, you know, see how it does. I mean, that's a good high detergent cleaner, which does a great job. I've used it multiple times. But again, we don't really know what the stain is. So that's a little bit of a challenge. Sometimes now, these chemical stains can be, you know, related right to the product.
It looks like a chemical stain. That's what it appears to me. Mm. Now, I'm in Ohio. Would you suggest do it next year or wait?
No, if you get a nice day next, you know, you get a day where you can stand it out there, you know, 50 degrees plus, I'd get out there and get it done right away. Okay. Some of those, and the reason I say that is some of these stains that are caused by products, there may be dye in there. And if the dye it can continue to migrate into the capillaries of the concrete. So the stain can get deeper, and especially where moisture is added to it. So I think I'd try and tackle it, you know, next week if it's in the 50s or so. I think I'd get to work on it and see if I can lighten it up a little.
Okay, I'm gonna look this up online because I don't know if the big box store will carry it.
Lowe's will definitely carry it, and some of your independent hardware stores do. Home Depot seems to have a maybe a little lesser selection of the Quikrete products. They have them, but I don't know if they have that one.
Okay, I'll try Lowe's. I'll get out there next week.
Very good.
Sure did help.
Yeah.
Love your show.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, we run into that a lot, you know, where somebody's got a stain in a driveway. And quite honestly, in a lot of cases, even having it sealed, if it's been sealed a couple, 2 or 3 years ago and it's a chemical stain, I mean, it could actually obliterate the sealer. And you would still have that stain. If it were an acid or something, not only would it have destroyed the sealer, it may have already pitted the concrete also. So keep that in mind. All right, we'll get to Chris. Chris, welcome.
Hello, Gary.
Yes.
I have a fiberglass bathtub that I never use. Mm-hmm. And what happened was standing water right around the drain set in, and then now it looks like mildew. Mm-hmm. And I've used bleach. That didn't work. Is there any product like a paint to cover over that stain?
Well, there's a paint, but I don't think you're going to be happy with it, to be honest with you.
Well,
I'd like to recommend one cleaner that is a brand new cleaner on the market. It's from my friends that do Jaws.
Okay.
And you got to get it off the internet. You can get it off their website, which is Jaws, JAWSCleans.com. And it's called a cream cleanser, bathroom cream cleanser.
Okay.
And when I was talking to Bruce Yacko, who's the president of that company, I was talking to him about stains around drains.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, this product will do it. Now, I caution you a little bit here because fiberglass is a little bit different animal. We were talking about porcelain stains in toilets, stains in vanity mm-hmm. bowls. And fiberglass is just that. Remember, it is a gathering or a grouping of fibers. They're fiberglass fibers that are kind of knitted mm-hmm. together and then a clear coat over it to kind of hold it together. So as fiberglass even wears and that clear coat becomes more porous, those fibers can be stained. They're easy to get, you know, gunk around them. So, but that cream cleaner is pretty good stuff. I've used it on some porcelain. It does a great job.
Okay.
That would be something I would recommend. There are bathroom and shower pan paints which you asked for, they're a little bit challenging to put on. They're epoxy, so you got to mix two parts, and it's hard to get smooth. And
oh boy!
You know, if you wanted to have somebody come in and do that for you, there's a company called Miracle Method, but it might be as expensive as, you know, a new bowl. I don't know. Miracle Method, they've done a couple vanity tops and bathtubs for me. They do a really good job. I mean, it'll look brand new. But if it's just one bowl, I don't know if it's going to be worth it. So.
Now, again, a little area just right around the drain, a circle, then I could tell, yes, the fiberglass got porous and stained.
Right.
So I will follow up with the Jaws. So, is that J-A-W-S?
J-A-W-S cleans.com. So it's JawsCleans.com.
Okay. I'll try that option first. If not, I'll have to proceed with maybe Miracle Method. But.
Very good. Good luck to you.
All right.
Thank you
very much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Quick break in order as we continue. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. Two lines open. Grab one. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Home Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, my house is busy all the time with grandkids, and like you, we're spending more and more time at home, especially in our finished basement. Now, several years ago, I was concerned about a musty smell, so I had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed, and now the air smells fresh, and I know it's a much healthier environment for all those grandkids. Listen, right now, you can save $250 off a self-install do-it-yourself kit. Call 866-822-7328 or visit letterzbreathe.com.
You've been hearing me talk for years about the ProGrade penetration and lubrication products from Blaster. How they're the go-to products to penetrate, lubricate, loosen, and conquer each job. It's all true. And it all starts with the number one penetration product to break free rusted and corroded parts, PB Blaster. It really works every time, so if you've never tried it, take it from me. Pick up a can at a home, auto, or hardware store near you. You'll be a fan for life. And remember, when there's work to do, always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. DecorativeCealingTiles.net is a beautiful way to cover up existing damaged or boring ceilings or walls, or to truly enhance the look of your home. They have everything from decorative ceiling tiles to wall panels to faux wood beams, faux stone and brick, and so much more. Not only do they pride themselves on their excellent products, but you'll also find they have excellent customer service, second to none. Plain to beautiful in just hours. That's DecorativeCealingTiles.net. And for a limited time, use code Gary for 10% off.
I can't emphasize enough the need to have a backup sump pump to prevent flooding, especially if you have a finished basement. Now, I really like Zoller's new 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. It takes over when the primary sump system fails. The Flex is given its name for the rotatable elbow that allows for either vertical or horizontal installation. No electricity or batteries protect your home from flooding. Ask your plumber to install the Zoller 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. For more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
All right, back at it we go, 22 minutes after the top of the hour. You're at home with Gary Sullivan as we, kind of clean up the pieces from the holiday to a degree. And let's go to Fred. Fred, welcome.
Yes, good morning, Gary.
Morning.
I have a guest bathroom, and in that, when you're filling the tub, the spout is very slow as far as water coming out. But when you switch to the shower head, it seems to be fine. And I don't exactly know why it's doing it that way.
Well, something's impeding it, which is a cheap answer, but it's true. Something's impeding it. So tell me about the spout. What kind of spout do we have on there?
Well, I don't know. It's a 15-year-old spout. It's metal. It's the kind that I believe you can unscrew and,
okay,
you know, and check it out that way.
Right.
But I didn't think that those spouts have an aerator, though, but maybe
they
it
don't.
Does.
The ones you just described do not. That's why I was asking a question. Some of them have pull-down, you know, spouts with a little aerator in there. Does it have a little pull-up tab on that spout where you can divert the water like
does.
A diverter?
Yes, correct. It does.
Okay. So,
well, you know, I'm trying to remember because it's that it's at our Florida condo, and it's either that or you pull down something on the faucet front.
So those I would say Fred, I would guess that it has something to do with the diverter. So it's restricting the water through the spout. But when you open up the diverter, the shower works. I'm going to just guess it's blocking the passageway going into that spout. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But, you know, if you can get a strap wrench and take off that spout, you could probably replace those for $15. And they're usually, for half inch or 3/4 inch pipes. So a little tape on there and you're good to go.
Have to take off the actual part of the plumbing, copper plumbing section.
No. There'll be a regular piece of threaded pipe, galvanized usually, half inch or 3/4, and that spout's got a female connector where it'll just thread right on. So you just take the old one off, put the new one on. Of course, it's plumbing. It's never that easy, but that's that's the theory.
Okay.
If it's the diverter actually built into the faucet, there's actually a washer on there, so some of that could be impeded also. And you can, you know, take off the handle of the diverter and maybe come up, you know, with replacing the washer or maybe – I don't know. It'd be interesting, though, to take off the spout and see if that solves the problem. In other words, you'd have the pipe. You could see what kind of water flow you have with that spout and diverter disconnected.
Okay. So if the water flow is good out that pipe itself, just get a whole new,
spout
head.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds like two good options.
Very good.
Okay, thanks for your help.
All right, Fred, thanks. Take care. Yeah, we've had a couple of questions, whether that's it. I mean, it could be other things also, but it's odd that the shower would be working, the spout not. Usually it's the other way around. Spout works fine, shower head is not, in which case you would have, you know, lime deposits in the shower head. And sometimes just taking off the shower head, soaking it in a bowl of vinegar and water, or CLR is a good one too, where it's going to break down those deposits and fully function. But also in the spouts, if that's just, I don't know, maybe it's just not sealing off all the way, it's worth checking out. That's where I'd start. All right, 800-823-8255. That's our number. Grab a line. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I love innovative products, and White Lightning Season Seal is one that's great for stopping cold air drafts and reducing heating bills during the fall and winter. White Lightning Season Seal is a removable weather stripping seal that provides clear, weather-tight, temporary seal around interior and exterior areas where drafts occur. It insulates against cold air drafts when it's cold outside and is very easily removed in the spring with just your fingers. Check out the White Lightning Season Seal how-to video at WLCalk.com. Available at Menards. Gary Sullivan here from my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Do you have a few plumbing issues around the house you've been meaning to fix, like dripping faucets, slow drains, or maybe a garbage disposal that hums more than it works? When it comes to plumbing, those little annoyances can turn into big problems if you let them go too long. Roto-Rooter's licensed and experienced plumbers can fix any size plumbing problem, so give them a call, 1-800-GET-ROTO, or schedule an appointment at RotoRooter.com. Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can transform your home and be installed by a pro in less than a day. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. Browse a wide selection of door styles and find a Clopay dealer near you by visiting clopaydoor.com. One of the reasons that professional window cleaners do such a great job is because they use the right tools. Those tools are available to homeowners through the Etoray brand cleaning products. Etoray not only invented the squeegee, they offer great window scrubbers, extension poles, and an entire window cleaning program. I'm telling you, you'll notice the difference. Etoray also makes tools to clean your whole house. Dusters, ceiling fan cleaners, grip and grabs, and more. Look for quality Etoray products at your local hardware store, Lowe's, or on Amazon. Clean like the pros do.
Back at it we go. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, taking your calls at 800-823-8255. And let's go to Nancy. Nancy, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Okay. Hi.
So my husband is decided on this cold day to replace our patio door, which was broken. And he's having a lot of trouble because of the construction adhesive. Is there anything that they can do? They're trying a Sawzall and everything else. Is there anything that might be easier?
Well, I don't. What's he trying to do with? You said construction adhesive and Sawzall.
Yeah, he's trying to replace the patio door today. And go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. Anyway, so we couldn't find any screws that were holding the frame holding the door into the frame. And what we see now is there was a flange on the outside of the sliding glass door that is underneath the siding. So what I'm doing now is I'm just cutting the flange.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, on the bottom, he just had construction adhesive holding it in, which was doing a pretty good job, I have to say.
Okay.
So anyhow, we're making progress.
Okay.
I don't know how else to approach it. I'm using a Sawzall just to cut that flange.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to get underneath the siding.
What kind of siding do you have?
It's a vinyl.
Vinyl?
Well, yeah.
Just as a little tip, so that vinyl siding comes down and there's a tool that you would slide up underneath the bottom part of the siding, and it'll,
okay.
So there's just a little lip that's connecting it. When you use that tool, it's nailed at the top, but it's just kind of snapped on in the bottom. So you'll be able to lift that siding up. So you'll be able to gain access that way, but you'll need a tool to kind of grab onto that.
Okay. And I can get that, Home Depot,
yeah,
or a big box store.
They should all have it,
okay.
Sure. Yeah. So okay. That's one option. And, you know, as far as the construction adhesive goes, I mean, if it held up there, you might have to cut through that too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we're approaching it, because it is down.
Yeah, so when you're putting in the door, are you putting in a whole frame and everything? New framing?
Yeah, or? Yeah. Yeah, the whole, it's a brand new door. It's got the flanges on the outside.
Okay. So will you have to flash that in the directions? Does it talk about flashing over that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
so you're going to have to get that side roof anyway.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Very
so
good.
So get that tool, and that'll be the start. And then you'll be able to, you know, see what you got a little bit better, and you're going to need to do it anyway.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Again, it's 800-823-8255. Plenty of time for you to get on board, and we'll go to Fred. Fred, welcome.
Hey, morning, Gary. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
My question is, I've used the Wood and Forget product that you've talked about. Love it. Easy to use. Works great. I'm on 3 acres up here in southeast Michigan, and I've got it all under irrigation. But my water has a lot of calcium and a lot of lime in it. Real, real high. I've had it tested. Well, anyway, throughout all the yard and everything here, got a lot of, like, stone planters that have been made with retaining wall blocks and, you know, a lot of decorations. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, like the red stones and the brown stones, gray stones, et cetera, they're starting to build up with a calcium, deposit they're building up. Is there any products you're aware of, you know, that you would apply and use similar to the Simple Green? Or, excuse me, not Simple Green, I mean Wet and Forget, where you just spray it on and it'll, you know, start to dissolve the buildup?
I don't think there's anything that's going to be that easy. I mean, that's really easy. That's not going to work on what you have. So I'm thinking one of the products, for calcium build, I mean, there's all kind of cleaners and, you know, there's CLRs, but I don't even know if that's going to be really strong enough to break down that calcium. I think one of the things I would get is it's a quickcrete product, and it's called efflorescence and rust removal. And it's a liquid that you would mix and you would scrub it. Efflorescence is lime and calcium gross that leaches out of a masonry surface. You may have seen it on a block wall at one time. It just looks like a crustacean of salts. And
that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, and this particular cleaner is designed to remove that. It doesn't stop it, because in that case, it's blooming from the inside of the masonry surface. But if yours is on the surface, if you're on the surface, that should clean that off pretty nicely.
Because, these are these man-made, the retaining wall block that you buy at the big box store.
Right. So they could be, quite honestly, they could be concrete, because a lot of times those things are just made of concrete, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so it could be, the sprinklers hitting it, it's keeping it wet a lot, the salts and the lime start leaching out of it, and so get some of the efflorescence and rust remover cleaner, wood-fibered scrub brush or, a street broom with that real stiff brush and scrub it away and rinse. And it may come back. It probably will come back, but this will remove it and it'll stay clean for a while. It might be turning into a maintenance issue, but as long as you can get it clean with that, you should be good. Yeah.
Does that come in 1 gallon, 5 gallon?
Well, I know it comes in quarts, and I know it's a concentrate, but I don't know if it comes in a larger amount. I don't really know if you'll need a larger amount. I forget what the dilution ratio is.
Well, they have mixing directions on the back of the product,
exactly.
On the back of the container.
Right.
But I want to go to a big box store straight to one of the quick read distributors.
You'll probably find that at a Lowe's or an Ace, Do It Best store, one of those three.
Okay.
Wonderful. Or get it online. I mean, you can always do that.
Well, that's an idea, too. Save the trip.
Yep.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for the help. I'll try it.
All right.
See what
Very
the
good.
Heck happens. Yep, have a good holiday. Take care.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and again, our number is 800-823-8255, and Denise has a tip. Denise, welcome.
Thank you. I listen to you all the time. I was listening to the guy who bought the house next door to him.
Right.
I have the perfect solution. I have a heater. I'm cold-natured. My husband is not, so I'm in my end of the house, and I have an Eden Pure heater.
Right.
It's on rollers. You plug it in to the wall. It's electric. And it heats wonderfully. If you leave it on, you can it has a gauge for high and low temps. Mm-hmm. And he could leave it on all the time on a low gauge, and that would solve his problem. It's wonderful.
I'm familiar with the Eden Pures, and that's an infrared heater, correct?
Yes, I think so. You know, when you turn it on, it starts glowing, and it blows out the air.
Right.
And it blows it into the room. And I don't know how it really works. I just know that it does, and it's the best one of the best products I've ever had, and I've had it for 10 years, and it's still working.
Yep. I'm familiar with it. In fact, back in the day when they were rolling those out, we did commercials for Eden Pure.
Well, they're wonderful.
And they're good. And one of the things, the way it really works, too, is it heats the objects. So it warms the air, but it heats the objects. And guess what?
So you don't have to worry about it catching anything on fire. I can leave my,
I hate
to say this, but I can lay a piece of my delicate underwear on it. And it can be hanging down in front of the blower. It will not catch fire.
That's exactly right.
It's so safe.
Yeah, it's very safe. That's a great idea. I appreciate it.
I hope he's still listening. Thank you for all your advice.
Thank you. Take care. Which reminds me. And those infrared heaters have a place. The reason I didn't recommend that is he was talking about a house, but he did say closing off some of the bedrooms. So that might be a real good option, as, you know, all space heaters are too. Again, the Eden Pure, the infrared, is more efficient than some of the other space heaters. In fact, we do a podcast, and there is a podcast up that I did, I think, on Tuesday. So it hasn't aired. It's not part of the show. It's just a podcast that I do, which, by the way, you can always get right on the iHeart app, click podcast, At Home with Gary Sullivan. Also, if you follow me on Facebook, Gary Sullivan Public Figure, I put that link right there, and you can simply click it and listen to it. I mean, it's that easy. And I did one on Tuesday on space heaters, what to kind of look for. And we talked about the infrared heaters, you know, and I was talking about their safety and also talking about, you know, pricing, but mainly safe. So, but there's other ones too, from just the ceramic disc heaters, all the different types. And anyway, if you're thinking about a space heater, you might want to get that podcast. All right, let's take a break. We got Kenny, Mary, and Ann. She'll be up first. If you'd like to join us, we're going to go into the next hour. It's been a busy day, so it's 800-823-8255. And you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
I've always gotten a lot of calls on the Home Improvement Show asking how to get rid of nasty odors in listeners' homes, campers, boats, and autos. Well, because of my personal experience and success with Odor Exit and feedback I receive from listeners who have used the product, I highly recommend it to eliminate all kind of odors, animal urine, smoke, mold, and mildew odors, gone without a pungent, overwhelming fragrance. I always keep Odor Exit in my home. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com.
Well, my house is busy all the time with grandkids, and like you, we're spending more and more time at home, especially in our finished basement. Now, several years ago, I was concerned about a musty smell, so I had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed, and now the air smells fresh, and I know it's a much healthier environment for all those grandkids. Listen, right now, you can save $250 off a self-install do-it-yourself kit. Call 866-822-7328 or visit letterzbreathe.com.
DecorativeCeilingTiles.net is a beautiful way to cover up existing damaged or boring ceilings or walls, or to truly enhance the look of your home. They have everything from decorative ceiling tiles to wall panels to faux wood beams, faux stone and brick, and so much more. Not only do they pride themselves on their excellent products, but you'll also find they have excellent customer service, second to none. Plain to beautiful in just hours. That's DecorativeCeilingTiles.net. And for a limited time, use code Gary for 10% off. Jaws, the Just Add Water System, wants to have your home sparkling clean and ready for the holidays. And you all know I love Jaws Glass Cleaner, and they have so many amazing products you need to try. A great way to get started is with the Jaws Ultimate Kit. Or for a limited time, get their new holiday caddy pack that has four essential cleaners and their new heavy-duty cream cleanser and a special carry caddy. Both kits include free shipping. Jaws is offering 22% off your order with promo code Gary. So order today, JawsCleans.com, promo code Gary.
All right, back at it we go, 11 minutes before the top of the hour, talking home improvement, and let's go to Ann. Ann, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
I won't keep you long. Two quick questions for you. A couple of years ago, I had two basement floodings, and they recommended a backflow preventer installed in this. It wasn't a sewer line, but it was for rain runoff. Okay, I was backing up. So they installed that. Is there any kind of maintenance I have to do on that to make sure that it doesn't, that it keeps working?
No, there should be no maintenance. I mean, where is it installed at this point?
It's in the basement on the main line.
Okay, so it's not right at the top of the drain. It's actually in the line.
Yeah,
you should be good. You should be good. I don't know any maintenance at all you would have to use. I mean, it's just basically a little metal flapper, right? Like a little, you know, the water comes in, that thing shuts down.
I didn't see it, but they explained it to me to do that. The second question real quick is I had new steps put in the front porch. Hmm. They're concrete with the brick facing on it. He said not to seal it yet because I just had it done this summer.
Okay.
But I have to put something on it to keep people from slipping on it when it snows. And I didn't know, is there any product that I can use that was not going to do something to the concrete pad that they put?
I think what you're going to find is you shouldn't put anything on that for at least a year.
Right.
So I definitely do not use rock salt.
Oh, no, I would not do that. I even don't even use that on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but everything I read, and when you read the bags of different ice melters, you're going to look at the calcium chloride, the magnesium chloride. There's going to be products out there that do not contain salt. And if you just read the labels is the best thing I can tell you, because quite honestly, even your calcium chlorides tell you not to use, or some brands tell you not to use it on any new masonry surface for a year. Some even say 2 years. Now, in those, in the calcium chloride, sometimes they mix salt.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the ones they're telling you not to use. So if you get a true calcium chloride ice melter, and it doesn't have salt, I would read the label and see if I can use it on concrete, because I'm not positive.
I had a formula at one point when I had my old steps up that it did not use any salt on it. It used a certain proportion of alcohol, dishwashing liquid, and a little water. And
yes.
You could put that on there. It was melted, but it didn't do any damage to anything.
Right. But and doesn't that prevent it from really accumulating? In other words, it's more of a preventive. So, interesting enough, I just did some research on it. I don't have it right in front of me, and I did a podcast on ice melters 2 weeks ago, I think. And it addresses that also. And it also addresses how you've got to really pay attention to what's in these products, like I mentioned. Calcium chloride, or is it calcium chloride and potassium chloride? They've done the mixture of that to drive down the price, and also so that, like, the calcium chloride has a tendency to bounce off when you toss it downhill or uneven sloping driveways where rock salt will stick. So they kind of mix it. You just got to know what you're buying, that's all. So if you want to dig up that recipe, I don't have it in front of me. That's one option. The other option is get to the hardware store while they have a lot of this stuff in stock and look at the magnesium chloride and the calcium chloride. The calcium chloride is sometimes just strictly called ice melter, but they'll have the composition of it, and then just read. It always addresses new concrete, always. If it's not to be used on new concrete, it'll tell you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All righty.
Thank you very much. And go Bucks today.
There you go. 6 more minutes. Thanks, Ann. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. And let's go to Mary. Mary, welcome.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes.
My daughter is looking to rent an apartment that previously was rented by a veterinarian, and she had many cats and dogs, and she left, and when she left, the scent is so atrocious that it's hard to let anyone come in to look it over, to rent it again. And I think some of the cats went actually into the insulation part.
Mm-hmm.
How can they get rid of the smell without...
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if you... listen all the time, but I always talk about a product called Odor Exit, and it's odorxit.com.
Oh, XIT, okay.
Yeah, they have a product called Odor Eliminator.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to give you a little background story. The Odor Eliminator, this lady that owns Odor Exit, she worked with this, this lady had so many cats, she was going to get evicted from the condo.
Oh.
And Deb at Odor Exit started working with her on how to, eliminate that odor.
Sure.
And so they have a product, Odor Eliminator, which you got to find out where the cat's been. And they have these little flashlights that are a black light. And the urine actually glows. And that's where the cat's been. And then you use the odor eliminator, which is, I believe it's 4 ounces to a gallon of water. And you just saturate that area.
Oh,
and
good.
It will eliminate the odor.
Wonderful.
So you might have to work on it for a little bit. You know, you got to get it all. But it's an excellent product. And when you get on their website, look at their phone number and talk to Deb there if you got any questions. She's very, very helpful and has owned this company for a while. So, odorexit.com. All right. If you're on hold, sit tight. If you want to get through, we're going to do another hour. It's 800-823-8255. Grab a line. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
solutions to your home improvement are as easy as calling 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.